morning, and thank you for tuning in and listening to this week's Message of Hope on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love. This week, our senior pastor, Dave Yonker, continues our sermon series, Welcome Home, Becoming a Church Worthy of the Gospel, with scripture from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 20, titled Ordinary Time. Stay tuned after the message for music and to learn more about First Christian Church of Burlington.
Let's now offer our hearts and minds to God. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, even here in the midst of these days of August, we feel the cool of the autumn creeping in. The days around us are growing shorter. The sun is a little bit slower to rise in the morning, and the long shadows of the end of the day appear just a little bit earlier each day. Here in our midst, the seasons and the world changes around us. As our children return to their routines of school, as time moves ever faster and the world speeds up and grows smaller by the day. And yet in the midst of these changing seasons and the hurried pace in which we live, you remain constant, always with us, ever urging us into your sanctuary of prayer. And so, O loving God, as we gather here in your name and with your Spirit, on this first day of the week, help us to draw near to your gracious heart and to entrust you to our every burden and care. Hear us, O God, as we pray for our world and its people, for our community in which we live, work, and play, and our church family and those we seek to serve in your name. O Lord, give us the assurance that you are here among your people and in the gifts of those that we share life with. Enable us with your guidance to be your church and to do your will in our common life together. Help us to grow not only in our own individual faith, but help us as we share the love of Jesus Christ together. Pour out your Spirit upon all those who suffer, especially those in our community of faith who find themselves in care centers and hospital beds, those who have lost loved ones, and those who struggle to make ends meet. Bless all those, O God, who have gone on before us in the faith, those whose steps that were taken out of the sure and certain comfort of your presence, that we may faithfully glorify you now as we follow their lead. Help us to remember, O God, to live our lives with joy and praise and faithfulness, enjoying each day as it comes, not being so focused on the things in the past, are so worried about the future, but trusting that this is the day that you have made, and for it we give you thanks and praise. And so we ask, O God, that you might gather up our prayers and petitions, for we offer them to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we join our voices together now by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Ephesians in the 5th chapter, verses 15 to 20. We invite the Spirit of God to be upon us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship this morning. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for it. Back in the day when we were young, and we were in school, and we couldn't drive, and we relied on our parents to take us everywhere, time moved so slowly. Time was like a turtle moving, creeping through peanut butter. It could not get any slower. Time just kind of moved along. On these days when you started school, the day after Labor Day, the prospect of Thanksgiving break at the end of November might as well have been 25 years down the road. It seemed like it would never arrive, Thanksgiving break. And the whole entire school year seemed that it might fill your whole entire life. It lasted so long. But then when summer finally came and those 3 full months of June and July and August were as good as it gets, no one had to wake you up. You had long summer days of playing ball and riding bikes, going to the pool and enjoying the food from the pool concession stand that tastes like nothing else in the whole entire world, because everything from the concession stand at the pool tastes like chlorine and whatever all mixed together. Later on in life, there was a summer job, and when you got your first paycheck with your name on it, and it was like you were rich. It wasn't to your parents, not to your brother or sister, but for you. And for those 3 full months of summer, they seemed like they would never end. And all the important days, all the big important days when you had to be an adult and make decisions, you had to grow up and worry about somebody else than yourself, they seemed way even too far off to even imagine or dream about, because time moved so slowly. Every once in a while, you wish that time would speed up. Maybe you could get your license, drive yourself around. Maybe you could stay out past 10:30 or 11, maybe even midnight. You wish those days would hurry up to arrive. But for the most part, time was so slow, there were no worries to be found. We remember those days, whenever they were. But then once you get to the next day and the next season in life, once you grow up and you get a life and you get a job and you have a family and you pay taxes and you have a mortgage, now time speeds up and moves faster than ever. Now the days and months seem to just fly right by. I mean, just yesterday for us, it was Memorial Day and the summer was just beginning. And now summer has flown by and gone. And somewhere, at least for me, we seem to have skipped July. I mean, maybe like the calendar got stuck together because July came and went and it was gone so quickly. Because maybe now, I mean, I don't want to admit it, but maybe now I'm old. And so I wish time would slow down. Because if we ask each other how things are going, very often the first answer that we could give someone, if we were being brutally honest, if someone say, "How are you doing?" we could easily say, "Busy." We are busy and tired and keeping all those green and yellow and red plates spinning that we talked about 3 weeks ago. We are tired from keeping everybody happy and everything all going at the same time. We are busy. And life is tiring. Our kids start school this week, and before we know it, the school year will be over in a flash. In a blink, they'll be borrowing the car. In a blink, they'll be getting married. In a blink, they will be the ones looking back on us as we kind of snicker at the old folks in our life and about how they're stuck in all their ways. Before we know it, our children will be talking about us in the same way. We will be the old people they'll be laughing at in our old folks' home, because time goes by so quickly. It goes by so fast. And you see, that's the situation in Ephesians today. If you've been here, we've been working through this tiny little book in the back half of the New Testament for like 5 weeks now. And maybe you find yourself in the camp that you're like, praise the Lord, we're in chapter 5 because only one more week to go. Because Paul started out so nicely talking about how we're called to live together as one body and one spirit, all of our various parts and abilities and functions. We're called not to be uniform, but we're called to be united in love. Maybe you're like, it was all well and good when Paul talked about that at the beginning of the book, but now in these past couple of weeks, we are tired of the book of Ephesians because Paul has been just now meddling in our affairs, rubbing us the wrong way, talking about how we should forgive each other and not hold grudges or be bitter about how we should love each other all the time. I mean, maybe Paul doesn't know the people that we have to live life with. I mean, look around. Love and forgive each other. The audacity of Paul to love and forgive the people sitting around us in the church pews. And so maybe you're in the camp and you're like, this Welcome Home series, I've had enough of it. I can't wait for Paul to leave me alone and for him to go home. But maybe you're in the camp and you're like, today and next Sunday, I cannot wait. And if you are in that camp, you are in luck. Because Paul continues with this word about how to live the Christian life in the midst of busy days that fly by in an instant. And though he put pen to paper 2,000 years ago, he might as well be writing with our name at the top of the page. Dear Burlington, because he's cutting close to the quick. We heard the reading once. Hear it again. Be careful, he says, how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of time because the days are evil. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs among yourself, singing them and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul says we should be living like today. This is what he is about for us in 2018. And so we heard him say we should be filled with the Spirit. Like you fill your car up with gas so you can drive on down the road and not run on empty. We have to be filled with the Spirit of God in our life. For that is why we come to worship and pray and listen and hope and sing. So the Spirit of God can give us strength through everything that we have to do in the midst of these days that fly by. We heard him say that we should sing songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Maybe you heard on the news this past week that the great Aretha Franklin got her start singing in church of all places. In church. And it was the great St. Augustine who said that when you sing, you pray twice. So if you want to double your prayers, all you have to do is sing. And so Paul says, when you sing, you make melody to the Lord that fills your heart. And so I give you permission to sing in church way too loud, just like I do. Sing in the shower, sing at home, sing if you can't carry a tune in a sack. Sing anyway. Sing because no one cares. Sing because even if your singing stinks and people say your singing stinks, say I'm making melody to the Lord in my heart because the Bible tells me so. And we do all of this, Paul says, because we should make the most of our time. And this, of everything that Paul says to do, is what we need to hear the most. Making the most of our time. In this world where the days go by so quickly, where it seems a summer should last forever, and all the big decisions and all the big days of life we can keep at arm's length so far off. When we ask each other how we are doing, we can simply say we are busy and tired and worn out from the thousands of things that we have to do. Even when we reach retirement age, we still find ourselves busy. And so Paul says, be careful in how you live, not as people who are unwise, but those who are smart with their time, making the most of time. This is what he says to do. And this is what it means. One of my favorite bands of all time is the Dave Matthews Band. I've seen them in concert like 8 or 9 or like 10 times. I've got tons of their shows on CD and on my computer. I even have some of them on like tape, compact discs that are like rusting away someplace in my house. I know all the songs by heart. I can name them just by the first few notes of the songs. And so in one of their songs, there is this line that says, I cannot believe that we would lie in our graves wondering if we had spent our living days well. I can't believe that we would lie in our graves dreaming of things that have might have been. What he's saying is that we don't want to be lying in our graves dead and buried someday, wishing that we would have done things differently, wondering what life might have been like, bummed that we spent so much time worrying about what was to come, stressed about things that of those things that never even happened. We don't want to spend our days looking back, spending so much time looking to the future that we miss what God is doing here in our midst today, here around us at this moment, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we give thanks and praise to God for it. And so Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. We should write this down. You should write this down. I should write this down. Because sometimes we get so busy, we miss the joy of what God is doing here and now. And so I'm going to give you an assignment. I know that you love getting homework from me in church. Not only has Paul in Ephesians been bugging us and getting under our skin and rubbing us and making us uncomfortable the past few weeks, now from the pastor, you get homework. Can I get an amen for that, for getting homework in the midst of church? What I want you to do is this. Every day between now and next Sunday, for 7 days, I want you to put this verse into practice. Not worrying so much about tomorrow, wishing that tomorrow would arrive. Not worrying so much about yesterday and what was done and said and left undone there, because we can't change anything about it, but simply finding God in this day, in these 24 hours, in this sunrise to sunset, where God has placed you today. And so to help you with this, what I want us all to do is make a gratitude log. To write down 5 things every day where you see God moving in your life and in your day that bring you joy. Write down 5 things at the end of the day, at lunch, wherever. 5 things where you have seen God moving in your life and bring you joy and fill you with the peace of Jesus Christ. But there's a catch. There's always a catch, right? The catch is that there are no repeats. On your first day, your 5 may be coffee, the sunrise, your dog snuggled next to you, your kids and your grandkids. That may be your 5. And so the next 5 on the next day cannot be coffee, the sunrise, your dog, your kids, your grandkids. You can have zero repeats. That's no fun and downright cheating in my book. And so there are no repeats. Five things each day that bring you joy. Because if you work on it, I'm going to work on it too. Because Paul says to make the most of our days and see each day as a gift and find the presence of God moving in our life, appreciating where God has placed us and blessed us and seeing the face of Jesus Christ upon each other. Because that is what Paul calls us to do. In the midst of these days and all the busyness that fills us. May we pray. O loving God, we are your people, your creation, your loved ones. You have given us this day and this place and these people to share life with and find joy. Yet we know that very often our mind and our spirit is somewhere else. We worry and we fret. We wonder and we doubt. Yet you love us still. You call us by name and you call us your very own. So help us, O God, to enjoy each day as a gift from you, to find your joy and to see your love and peace in it. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message of hope from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ here in Burlington, Iowa. We are located at 1221 Park Avenue on the south side of town in between the airport and Dankwart Park. If you're looking for a new church home, or searching for something beyond yourself, we hope you will join us for worship this Sunday morning. We offer two styles of worship each Sunday. Our traditional service is at 8:45 a.m., featuring beloved hymns of the faith. Our contemporary service is at 10:45 a.m. and is led by our amazing band. In both services, you'll hear a sermon similar to the one you listened to today on the radio. Be welcomed at the Lord's table for communion and join with us in prayer and praise. During the summer, children's church is offered at our 10:45 service. There's no better way to begin our week in worship, so we hope you will join us here at First Christian Church.
Thank you.